أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان للمشركين أن يعمروا مساجد الله شاهدين على أنفسهم بالكفر أولئك حبطت أعمالهم وفي النار هم خالدون. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 17 and 18 of Surah At-Tawbah. As we said yesterday, some of these verses were revealed before the conquest of Makkah. An incident had taken place at the time of Badr when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in his hands the prisoners of war from the Quraysh. And amongst the prisoners of war was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who thereafter accepted Iman and Islam. When he was brought as a prisoner, then the people began to say to him that you are the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet you oppose your nephew. Remember, Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala was that person that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended hijrah, when the people of Medina accepted Iman and Islam at his hands at Aqaba, it was Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu who had then said to the people of Medina that they need to take care of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there was a great deal of relationship between the two of them, but nonetheless the people began to taunt him. And then in that taunt, it comes in a riwayat in Ma'alim al-Tanzil, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who's also the nephew of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also then began to say to his uncle that this is not a good position and a situation. And hence Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded, you people only speak ill about me, you people speak negative about me, what about the positive aspects? So they asked him, what are the positive aspects? He said, we are the custodians of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Sharif, the Masjidul Haram, we look after it. Then in the next ayat we'll discuss that we are the people that give water to the Hujjaj, etc. So in response to all of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed these verses, the verses of today and then tomorrow some of them. So Allah Ta'ala says, مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ, it is not befitting for the mushrikeen, for the polytheists, أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. This word يَعْمُرُوا, Imara is its Arabic origin. It is derived from the word Imara. Imara has a multitude of connotations of meanings. One is to build the masjid. Number two, to maintain a masjid. Number three, to tend to the masjid, to see to the needs of the masjid. Number four, to frequent the masjid. In other words, to often visit the masjid and to remain in the masjid. This is the word that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used here, that it is not befitting for the mushrikeen to either build a masjid, to maintain or tend the masjid, or to frequent or to become the custodian of the masjid. This is not in their hands, it is not befitting. Ulama have written a very, very unique aspect. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had to choose someone to rebuild the Baytullah, then who did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala choose? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. One of the possible reasons was this, that if you looked at all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, one Nabi that went head on against shirk, against polytheism, against idolatry and idol worship, was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, when he broke those idols. And that was one of the reasons that he became the choice to become the bani, the builder of the Baytullah, or the rebuilder of the Baytullah. So shirk is actually a total opposite to that of the masjid. And of course it is the opposite of Iman, and the masjid is a token of Iman. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that innama ya'muru masajid Allah, that it is not befitting, ma kana lil mushrikeena an ya'muru masajid Allah, it is not befitting for the mushrikeen to either build the masjid, maintain, tend to it, care and also frequent and become the custodian of the masjid. Shahidina ala anfusihim bil kufr. Such individuals, they are shahid, they are witnesses to their own kufr. That when they are asked, who do you worship? Then they will say, we worship the idols, Lat, Manat, Uzza, etc. You ask a Christian, what is your belief? He will tell you, it is Trinity. And like that, they are themselves witnesses to their own kufr. And hence Allah says, Ulaika habitat a'maluhum. Allah Ta'ala says that their deeds are all nullified in the courts of Allah because of the shirk, and this nullifying the deeds is insofar as akhirat is concerned. If a kafir does good in this world, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will certainly recompense him in some way, but it will be a worldly recompense, but there won't be a recompense for him in the year after. وَفِي النَّارِ هُمْ خَالِدُونَ. And in the year after, they will remain forever. So who are those people then that will establish the masjid, frequent the masjid, care, tend, maintain the masjid? Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. Certainly, only those people will care, tend, frequent the masjid. Man amana billah. Is that person who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal yawmil akhir, and he believes in the day after, in the hereafter. In other words, he has perfect iman in Allah, and he brings iman in all the aspects of imaniyat. Here we will notice, Allah Ta'ala didn't say man amana billahi wa rasulihi, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is also included in this. So all the aspects of iman has to be very, very rooted in the heart of the person, whether it is iman billah, iman bil rasul, iman bil akhirah, iman of the malaika, the kitabs of Allah, everything has been included in this. Wa aqama salata, and they establish salah. Wa ata zakah, and they give out the zakat. In other words, they act fully on the amal of deen. Wa lam yakhsha illallah, and they do not fear anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat then says, فَعَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَن يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ. Then perhaps such people, they are most likely to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we find in a Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that frequents, tends the masjid, maintains the masjid, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba that you can give witness that this person is a believer. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayah. Then we find in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person that performs wudu at home and then he comes to the house of Allah, then he is a visitor, he is a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the haqq of the guest upon the host is the host will normally honor that guest, and that person is honored in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There are many ahadith with regards to frequenting the masjid. There are many ahadith with sitting and making ibadat in the house of Allah Ta'ala. There are many of those ahadith that we should not be disrespectful to the house of Allah. We should not speak about worldly matters in the masjid. We should not make noise and be loud in the masjid. Thereby, one is to disturb others, and even if there is no one, we should not be loud in the masjid. This is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greater we honor the house of Allah, the greater Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will honor us as the guest of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.